The Mark of the Beast by Rudyard Kipling. There's a native proverb which says, "Your gods and my gods, do you or I know which are the stronger?" East of Suez, some hold, the direct control of Providence ceases, man being there handed over to the power of the gods and devils of Asia, and the Church of England Providence only exercising an occasional and modified supervision in the case of Englishmen. This theory accounts for some of the more unnecessary horrors of life in India. It may be stretched to explain my story. My friend Strickland of the police, who knows as much of natives of India as is good for any man, can bear witness to the facts of the case. Dumios, our doctor, also saw what Strickland and I saw. The inference which he drew from the evidence was entirely incorrect. He is dead now. He died in a rather dubious manner, which has been elsewhere described. When Fleet came to India, he owned a little money and some land in the Himalayas, near a place called Dharamsala. Both properties had been left him by an uncle, and he came out to finance them. He was a big, heavy, genial, and inoffensive man. His knowledge of natives was, of course, limited, and he complained of the difficulties of the language. He rode in...